And hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Taking the Mystery Out of Social Networking. My name is John DiPietro, and today we're going to be talking about using Facebook as a business tool, and we have a very special guest lined up. My name is John DiPietro, and as a way of introduction, I'm an author, speaker, and marketer from the Boston area. I'm not a techie, nor do I play one on TV. In fact, it has been clearly documented that my technical expertise has been limited to the on and off button. Anything more than that, and I have to revert to calling people at the help desk. We have a special sponsor today for our program. It's called Local Ad Link, and it's the brand new way that businesses are promoting themselves online. Local Ad Link, the most affordable way to advertise online. Let me welcome my special guest. I had to write her name down because I've always been pronounced it improperly. Incorrectly. It's Coenja Moit, who today is either speaking to us from Toronto, New York, or Boston. I think it's Boston, right, Coenja?
It's actually, I'm calling from Boston today. We're on from Boston.
Great. And today we're going to talk about Facebook, and she has become a national, actually an international expert on that topic. And let me just give you a little background. Actually, you know what? Why don't you tell us your background so that
Sure.
we can go from there?
Of course. Thank you so much, John, for that introduction. My name is actually pronounced Coenja, which means happy welcome arrival. So I'm really excited to be here talking to everyone because I am a former actress. I still act every now and then. And in my dealings with producers and directors, I became familiar with PR and helping people to brand themselves. And so now, after having done my MBA in Boston, my primary objective is to help companies to brand themselves and give them an identity and help them to market and find innovative ways to market themselves.
And I know your background has said that you have worked with some of the major advertising agencies in the world, such as
Absolutely. Ogilvy ran a new media campaign 2 years ago when new media was just beginning to really burgeon for a lot of these companies. And the ad, which was published on YouTube, ended up getting so much feedback from the market that the product ended up doing amazingly well.
Interesting. And today a lot of your talent and skills are involved in the world of internet marketing and teaching others how to become more proficient, because I think it's everyone would agree that anytime you turn on the radio, TV, pick up the newspaper or go online, the people are talking about Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. And quite honestly, everybody that I talk to that's over 50 years old is thinking that these formats are what teenagers use to communicate with. But actually, that's not true at all, is it, Coenja?
It's not true at all, John, and I'm so glad that you raised this point. Every time you turn on the television, every time you look at CNN, you're hearing about Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, all these social media applications. And we understand that it's really difficult for people to get a grasp of what it is and how they can use it or even how to get started. And so what we've done is we've helped to take you from zero to 60. So you don't need to know anything, really, because we will give you.
Let me stop you for 1 second, because so many of these programs, people are presupposing a knowledge base to start with. You're taking someone who might be totally in the dark about Facebook and
completely. We'll
bring them up to speed. Is that correct?
Completely. So essentially, all you have to do is show up.
So you don't need prerequisites and all that other
stuff. We don't need any prerequisites. What we're going to give you are the tools that you can execute by the end of your business day the next day.
Mm. Now, before we ask you some of the other details of what are included in that course, can I put on, you know, I spent many, many years in radio, but I was always on the advertising side of it and the sales side, but I was never on air. If you give me 30 seconds permission, what I'll do is I'll put on my advertising, my radio voice, my on-air voice, and I'll talk a little bit about the background research that I did on Facebook. Would you give me those 30 seconds?
Absolutely.
Okay. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Big start up here. Facebook, founded in 2004 by a young gentleman named Mark Zuckerberg, who was a college student at a small community college in Cambridge, Massachusetts, today known as Harvard University. It was for incoming students to get to recognize each other when they came on campus as freshmen. And then that program was so successful that Mr. Zuckerberg, along with Mr. Zuckerberg, he was probably 18 at the time, along with a couple other classmates, expanded it to other Boston area schools. And today, the latest research that I was able to find out says that there are over 200 million
people strong
users worldwide. So, in my final comment, if you think that this is for kids, go ahead. But you're missing out on a gold mine of future business opportunities. Now, tell us specifically, well, you know what? Give us something free, okay? Something free, because this, I advertise this as a free call, and I don't want people to think that all we're doing is schlepping something else. It's like if you buy the ShamWow, you know, you get the Ginsu knife free, and you get Slim Whitman's greatest hits free. We're not going to pull any of that stuff. Give me something free.
Sure.
For our listeners that they can, even if they don't buy the program, even if they have no interest in the program, which I think is only, what, $99, $89? What's the price?
The price is $69.
Oh, $69.
Yep,
okay.
$69.
Give us something free before you start telling us what the other stuff is.
Sure, absolutely. So one of my resources, one of my little tricks of the trade is to have a resource that constantly gives me great information. So that means it's basically a newspaper that I can go to where I can find the latest in trends, the latest on return on investment, the latest on everything to do with helping me brand myself as a business. So if you go to Google and all you'd have to do is type in www.google.com in your address bar and type in Mashable. And Mashable is spelled M-A-S-H-A-B-L-E.
Like,
Mashable
like potatoes.
Exactly. Mashable potatoes.
Remember, I'm Italian. We always have to talk food.
Mashable is one of the premier resources in social media. In fact, they have created a social media guide of sorts. If you go to Barnes & Noble, we have books. If you go anywhere online, you will find that Mashable is one of the premier resources. And you can constantly look at this information to find tricks, to find little tips, to find things to do that can help you as a business promote yourself. There's so much available, and I know that it's overwhelming and that there are so many sites that people can go to get reference, but really, nailing down the right resource is so important. So I give you Mashable.
Okay, Mashable. You know, we'd also like to remind our listeners that are on this call or people that are listening online, if you have any specific questions that you want answered during this program, they can just type them in and they'll come onto the screen here and we'll be able to ask our guests a specific question for you. So feel free to do that and, you know, we'll handle that. Now, tell us a little bit about some of the introductory material that will be included in the program.
Absolutely. So in the program, we're going to help you brand yourself. We're going to take you to 0 to 60, from 0 to 60, as we said. We're going to help you find your identity. So remember, part of this is technology, which is the how-to session, how to set up your account, how to add photos, how to add links, how to add video content. It's important that in the social media space that you become a content manager. People want to know what you're doing. What you have, your face, has to be interesting. So we give you the tools to add all of those links, to add all of that technology so that you can promote what it is that you do. So it's as much strategy session as it is a tech session. So if you think of Facebook as 200 million people strong, we can actually liken that to being at a party. So if you're at a party or at a wedding reception, for instance, where there are 200 million people, how are you going to distinguish yourself from what everyone else is doing? It's so important for people to know who you are as a business. So we're going to help you promote your initiatives. You know, you could be a company that's, a flower arrangement company, who knows, and you're the premier flower arrangement company in, the Malden area. How are you going to give people the incentive to come see you?
In other words, how are you going to stand out from the crowd, really?
How are you going to stand out from the crowd, exactly?
Because, anytime you get into – last week I was at the Kentucky Derby, and there were 150,000 people in the stand. And we all wanted to arrive at the same time. We all wanted to leave at the same time. And 150,000 people is a lot of people. We're talking 200 million people. And the key to the whole thing, my guess, and again, correct me if I'm wrong in this because you're the expert. I'm only the marketing guy that tells people what they need to do to stand out. I mean, Facebook would be the vehicle through your course. But
that's
you need
it.
To stand out from the crowd, and you need to be recognizable. But you
Absolutely.
Can't be recognizable for a crazy reason.
Right, exactly. And you must stay ahead of the curve. It's imperative to stay ahead of the curve, especially now. Clients want to know that you have the tools to give them what they need.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is one must be connected. So that means if you are a flower arranger, in my last example, and you can't get orchids in Malden, but you know where you can, then you can provide your clients with the orchids that they need. So, in other words, you are connected to people who can give you what you need so that you can pass these things along to your clients should they need them.
In other words, you'll tell a flower arranger how to have a budding business.
Precisely. Precisely.
Now, so you get the humor in that? The budding, get it, budding, flowers.
Nice one, John. That was good.
Let me ask you, how would you address the person who may be intimidated by the whole prospect of Facebook?
Right. So really what we're trying to do is to help you take the fear away. The first thing we're going to do is go to Facebook together. The first thing we're going to do is look at the trends. Look at the things that are common in social media. So the buttons, for example, what do the buttons look like? What are some of the things that are going to be consistent? What are links? What are all these things? Let's look at the things that are consistent on Facebook so that we can have a guide so that you know going in every time what certain buttons mean, what they do, what they're used for, and how they can be applied for you.
Okay. In other words, how you set up the whole program.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me ask you another question. And again, because somebody just wrote this in from South Dakota. Bill in South Dakota. There's what Bill asked. Does this mean I have to spend all day in front of the computer talking with people?
Absolutely not. The first thing you want to do is to be empowered to create your own account. You want to be able to manage your own account so that you are able to have control over what your strategy is. Once you've gotten the basics down, once you've gotten the fundamentals down, at that point, it might be useful for you to even hire someone or have your right hand continue with the communication that you would be having online. So in other words, you would be the first person to set up the account, and then we can move on to relinquishing that control to people who are already in your organization to help you keep that communication vibrant. Because social media, and Facebook in particular, necessitates that there be an ongoing dialogue.
Back and forth, not just...
Back and forth.
Not just pitching out.
Not just pitching out. People don't want to be pitched. People want to communicate. They want to communicate and understand what it is that you can provide for them. They want to get to know you as well.
And they want to trust you.
They want to trust you. People don't do business with people that they don't trust and they don't like. It's just the way that it goes. So if you can disarm people and allow them into your world and allow them to understand who you are and what your position is, Then at that point, you can relinquish the reins and bring on board someone who's already in-house, if you're a small business, to come on board and continue that dialogue. And that's what a lot of the large companies are doing. Companies such as Coca-Cola, the CEO may not be sending out messages via Twitter, but there's certainly a marketing team that is handling that, although the message is coming directly from the higher-ups.
Interesting. Now, for people that may be interested in your course but don't want to sign up without finding out more information, do you have an email address that people can write to you to find
absolutely,
out?
Absolutely.
Why don't you tell us what that is?
So my email address is K, as in Kajenwa. Moit is the last name, M like Mary, O-I-T-T, two T's, like tomato, at yahoo.com. So again, kmoit@yahoo.com. And
however,
I will be happy. Yes.
They can register on the site right now by clicking the Register Now button. That should be right on the front of their screen.
Exactly.
But there may be people that have questions, and you don't mind taking questions?
I don't mind taking any questions. Any questions you have, I will be happy to answer them and to provide you with whatever information you need going forward.
And I understand that the program will be presented live, but for those folks that can't make it live, they can still purchase it and have it available on replay so that they can play over and over and over again. Is that correct as well?
100%, exactly. And what you'll also be getting is a white paper. So it doesn't matter if you didn't capture all of the information in the actual webinar. What we have is a reproduction in the white paper and specific things that you have that we will have.
Okay, see, I was not aware of the white paper. Now, let me go back to my announcer's voice and say, but wait, there's more. I'll go on cue. I'll say, but wait, there's more. And then you tell about the white paper. But wait, there's more.
We have a white paper available as well at the end of the call. So please don't be upset or feel that you did not capture all of the information quickly enough. There will be a document at the end that you will be able to get following the seminar that will give you all of the things that we covered in the actual webinar and provide you with action plans that you can initiate at your desk by the end of the business day, the next day.
Okay. And from what I also understand, and this is, I think, an added thing as well, an added feature as well, but I won't say, but wait, there's more. You can listen to this on a speakerphone and have other members of your department, your staff, listening at the same time without any additional fee. Am I correct with that as well?
That is absolutely the case. And what a lot of companies will do is they will have, you know, their marketing team or their PR team in conjunction with the CEO or the chief innovation officer and listen to the call, you know, at a round table or not. You know, once you have access, once you've purchased it, that's yours to keep. So you can do with it what you will at that point.
And I thought this was $99 or $89. What you're telling me is it's $69.
It's $69, We wanted
which
to
I don't think you can go wrong with that. With
no.
I mean, you can spend that at a good restaurant on appetizers.
Exactly. And
we're going to take the mystery out of Facebook, and all people have to do is either write to you for more information or if they can click down in the right-hand button, the big button that says Register Now, they'll get all the details as to how to participate in the event.
Yes.
And we are just about running out of time. And I want to thank our sponsor, Local AdLink, the brand new way. I have to read this right away. I've got to put my announcer voice on. Brought to you by Local AdLink, the brand new way that businesses are promoting themselves online.
Yay.
Local AdLink, the most affordable way to advertise online. And Kajenwa, we want to thank you so much for taking time
thank
out of your
you
busy day.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure.
And we will send folks your way. We know that they'll be pleased. We know they'll be satisfied.
Yes.
And we look forward to having you. Would you come on again at another time?
Absolutely. I would be more than happy to anytime.
Super. So this is John DePietro saying thank you for stopping into this session of Taking the Mystery Out of Social Networking. And have a great day.
Bye, guys.